A new study has found the U.S. is building and deploying top-of-the-line cell phone networks at the highest rate in the world. More than 100 million subscribers in the U.S. are now on LTE phone networks. More than 2 in 5 users in North America have those networks. And yet that same study found that the speeds Americans get on those networks and the quality of the connections is actually underperforming other countries. The study was conducted by Quikr. That's a company that helps improve the speed and efficiency of delivering content on mobile networks, which brings us to our weekly check-in on the world of tech with Recode. Ina Fried is senior editor for Recode. She covers mobile and wrote about the study. Ina, tell us what this study says about our cell phone networks compared to the rest of the world. How do we rank?
So kind of in the middle, and that's not because we don't have really strong networks. We do. We're actually the leader. We have the most subscribers covered. We have one of the biggest networks, but we also have a lot of people using them pretty heavily. So it's kind of like in... Field of Dreams. If you build it, they come, and they built it, and we came.
Well, what about compared with other places in the world? I noticed that some of the places that rank very high here are places like Singapore or Hong Kong, not places with a huge area to cover when you're building a cell phone data network.
Right. I mean, that's the lesson here is, you know, if you want the, you know, the biggest, fastest network, you've got to go to someplace in a really small geographic area with a lot of money that's building these networks ahead of a large consumer base. And so Singapore, Hong Kong, you know, those places have, you know, this nice combination. But basically anywhere else in the developed world, you're going to find pretty similar, which is that as soon as you build these networks, they get filled up pretty fast. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just, to keep in mind, you know, it means that performance is going to vary and, you know, you're not going to get the peak speeds. You know, when they talk about these speeds ahead of these networks, you know, they're capable of maybe 10 times faster than people realistically get once they're built.
Does it matter which company we're talking about here? Are they building at the same speeds, the Verizons, the AT&Ts of the world?
They actually aren't. So they build at different speeds and they get filled up at different speeds. So what you see right now is, you know, you get some of the fastest speeds in areas where a carrier has just expanded. So T-Mobile in a lot of places has relatively fresh new LTE networks. So if in terms of pure speed, you'll often get the best because, again, they've built, but their customer base wasn't as large. So you get this momentary thing. But in general, once networks are both being built and used at capacity, they're roughly similar.
Who has the worst network around the world? Which country just is way behind in building up an LTE network?
Well, most of the world, actually. So, I mean, LTE is still, you know, in the U.S., we're really spoiled. So this study looked at the speeds of different LTE networks. But the fact of the matter is most of the world doesn't even have LTE. Some of them don't even have 3G. So if you look at parts of Africa, parts of Southeast Asia, there's different places that are still really 4G doesn't even exist yet. And that's going to be the case for a while now. You know, these networks will hit, you know, 90% of the world, but it's going to take a few years. So I think, you know, there are a lot of places today where cellular data speeds aren't what we're used to in the U.S. or Western Europe or some of the big Asian countries.
Well, and what is the next big thing? What are we going to move to after LTE and when will it be here?
So eventually there's what they're calling 5G, and they haven't even finished the specifications yet. We should expect this around 2020. The good news is we don't have to wait for 5G to get some speed boost, to get some performance. So there's a bunch of tricks that take today's LTE and make it faster. Part of the way they do that is by using more airwaves, so more bandwidth. Both the kind that they have to spend billions of in auctions, as well as some of the same airwaves that are used for Wi-Fi. Some of the carriers would like to use that and do LTE over both the airwaves they've paid for and the open airwaves. Some of these tricks will, you know, increase speeds maybe 2 times, you know, 3 times what we get today over the next few years.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Wi-Fi because I have noticed that these companies are trying to push users like me onto the Wi-Fi as opposed to using the LTE network. Is that going to be something that is an integral part of cell phone data, is getting people onto Wi-Fi, especially in urban and dense populations areas?
For sure. I mean, there's only so much of this licensed bandwidth. And, you know, the more you can use Wi-Fi, the better, both for you and them. And they're going to make it in your interest to do so. But, you know, Wi-Fi isn't a panacea either. Those networks can get crowded as well.
All right, Ina Fried, senior editor for Recode, who covers mobile. We'll link you to more of her reporting about this at hereandnow.org. Ina, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.